It might very well be the game of the week. San Francisco hosting Green Bay Sunday night. We are joined right now by a defensive lineman for the 49ers. Had a big game in the win over Arizona. Two tackles, a sack in that Week 11 win. For the season, 31 tackles, 8 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, and a fumble recovery this year. He was the 17th pick overall in 2015 out of Oregon. San Francisco, 9-1, best record in the NFC. And once again, they're hosting Green Bay Sunday night. Eric Armstead is my guest. Eric, it's good to have you on. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good, good. So let me start with that Arizona game, if you don't mind. You beat them Sunday in a game where you had a yet another sack. Before we get into the game overall, your sack was really critical in determining the outcome of that game. To set the stage, Arizona's up 26-23, just over 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. They had a 3rd-and-5. You loop around, you come flying in, you hit Kyler Murray. So what did you see on that play, and then how good did it feel to make that play in that spot?
Yeah, you know, it was a huge part of the game. We definitely needed to get a stop and get the ball back to our offense, and Coach dialed up a good play. We were running the stunt, and, you know, Fred Warner, our linebacker, did a good job of creating a lane for me and coming. I was wrapping around and was able to get it down. So it was a huge play. Definitely felt good and, you know, kind of changed the momentum of the game.
Glad you mentioned Fred Warner. I'm going to get back to him in a minute. But that forced a punt, and then 8 plays later, the offense scores. You take a 30-26 lead. Then you guys closed out on defense with another fumble recovery. And, I mean, there have been some great wins this year, but how did it feel to come through with that late comeback the way you guys did to pull it off the way you did?
Yeah, it was big. You know, we've been battling through adversity for some years now, and now, you know, this season we're finding ways to win those close games, and, you know, it definitely feels good. You know, we got off to a slow start throughout the game, but, you know, we kept fighting, kept battling, and were able to get the job done in the end.
Eric Armstead joining us. You know, you just said it. There's been some adversity in recent years. This is a team that was 4-12 last year. You're 9-1. You're playing in prime time on a regular basis. You have serious Super Bowl aspirations. I know you're going to tell me you're worried about the thing that's right in front of you. I respect that. But, man, how much fun is it to be a San Francisco 49er right now?
It's a lot of fun, you know. You talk about, you know, what we kind of went through the past couple of years and to be on this new path and winning. You know, it's a lot of fun, a lot of excitement going around here, and we're trying to keep it going.
You know, John Lynch was saying that he felt like you started to show flashes last season, and he had a really good feeling about this year. You're never going to make excuses, but the fact is you had to deal with some injuries and the frustration that comes along with not being on the field. When you look at the impact that you're having this season, do you feel like, man, I knew I could always play like this. I just need to get a break, get a lucky bounce?
Yeah, I thought so. You know, I always knew what I was capable of. I was confident in my ability. You know, dealing with injuries throughout the year, you know, it's a part of football, but I knew what I was capable of when I was on the field.
So your name is now getting run, and you're getting attention as a potential Pro Bowler. What's it mean to hear that, and what would it mean for you to go to the Pro Bowl this year?
You know, that'd be great. That'd be a great honor. You know, some recognition from the fans and, you know, colleagues and coaches around the league. And, you know, that's what you play for, you know. I want to be, you know, respected by my peers as, you know, a great player in this league. And, you know, that's what I go out every day and work hard to try to achieve.
Eric Armstead of the 49ers is my guest. Now, last season you were playing 6 technique, whereas this season you've been playing more 9 technique. For those who do not know, what is the difference between the two, and how much more aggressive can you be in 9 technique?
Yeah, so 6 technique is head up on the tight end, and the 9 technique is outside shade at the tight end. And the two positions a little different because in a 6 technique, you have to read more and kind of react. In a 9 technique, you're able to fire off and kind of attack more and, you know, be more physical and be more aggressive in your approach. So it's just two different styles. Some teams play 6, and, you know, we start playing a 9 technique this year.
Eric Armstead's my guest. I appreciate the explanation. Now, you mentioned Fred Warner. I've had a number of your teammates on defense on this program over the course of the year, including Fred Warner, Dee Ford, DeForest Buckner. When did you first realize how special this defense could be? I mean, was it back in camp or was it during the season?
Yeah, you know, when the roster was coming together throughout the offseason, you know, we're making new additions to our team. You know, I feel like we had a chance to be special. Then it just took us, you know, gelling together, you know, out there on the practice field and getting to know one another and start playing together. So, you know, throughout the preseason, even, you know, we didn't have our complete team out on the field, but, you know, after week one, continuing to play together more and more, I thought we started to gel together and that we could be a special group.
And then on defense, the other topic that keeps coming up with guys like Ford, Buckner, and Warner, of course, is your D coordinator, Robert Saleh. This guy's electric on the sideline during games. We all see that from the outside. But what's he like off the field, and what makes him so unique?
Oh, yeah, he's a great leader of our defense. You know, he's the play caller, puts us in position to be successful. He brings that fiery energy that you talked about every day. You know, that inspires us to go out there and play at a high level.
Now, you're the pride of Pleasant Grove High School near Sacramento. What was life like for you to grow up there?
Sacramento was great. You know, I love being from there. Take pride in being from Sacramento, a lot of pride in my city, and you know, I love being from there, and you know, love representing that area. And you know, growing up, I just wanted to, me and my friends just wanted to show the talent that was from that area, and you know, kind of represent our city well.
I love that. I love that town, and I love that you're repping Sacramento the way you are. But it's even more than that. For instance, you've been really involved in the community in Sacramento. You have focused on education in undeserved neighborhoods. And one of the things you've said is, the city raised me. I have a responsibility to the next generation, end quote. You know, to me, that's a really, really mature approach for somebody your age. Where does the mindset come from? And then why is it so important for you to already look out for the next generation?
Yeah, you know, the mindset comes from my family and the way I was raised. And also just sitting down and thinking about, you know, all that I've been fortunate enough to accomplish and been blessed with in my life. I feel like it's my responsibility to give back. And try to help the next generation of young people. And, you know, looking at all the blessings and all the things that God has done in my life, I want to reciprocate those things in others' lives.
Eric Armstead, my guest, good for you. So Sunday night, you've got Aaron Rodgers coming to your house as a defensive lineman. What kind of thoughts do you have when you watch him on film, and how do you go about trying to make things uncomfortable for him?
Oh, great player, future Hall of Famer. Going to be a big challenge for us, but, you know, these games are super exciting. And, you know, this is right where we want to be in these exciting big games against great players. You know, we wouldn't have it any other way.
And then finally, you've got the new building, but San Francisco has such an amazing tradition of winning. And it seems like, man, all that juice, all the heat, all the buzz is coming back. What's it like with the 49er fans returning the way they have and showing up the way they are?
Man, it's been awesome. Niner faithful has been representing strong, making it loud here in Levi's, making it loud even in some of our road games. They've been showing out and supporting, so we definitely need to keep that going. I know it helps us so much on defense with the crowd noise and us being able to get off on the ball, and it really hinders the offense. And so, you know, they've been showing up and loud and supporting, and, you know, we appreciate them for that.
Eric Armstead, my guest. You've got San Francisco. They're 9-1, best in the NFC. The schedule is going to get really, really challenging. It starts with Green Bay on Sunday night, a tremendous opportunity in prime time. Eric, really good to have you on the show. Thanks for the visit. Good luck, and great talking to you.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, Eric, very much. He's having a huge year.